Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello friends, this week we are studying the subject of trusting God. We are exhorted in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, to trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. Why is it that so many people struggle in the area of trusting God? They want to trust God for their finances, and yet when they're under pressure, they immediately resort to fixing their problem or delivering themselves with their credit card instead of trusting God to provide for their needs. Or perhaps they want to trust God for their family or their marriage situation, but when the pressure's on, they look for natural ways of taking care of the problem rather than relying on God and His Word and His scriptural instructions with how to deal with marriage and family. God wants us to be a people who walk in a living, loving, trusting relationship with our Heavenly Father. And yet, many, many people struggle in the area of trusting God for their personal lives. Why is it that people do not trust God? I want to share with you two specific causes of a lack of ability to trust in God or to have faith in God, His Word, and His character. I've often liked to define faith as unshakable confidence and trust in God's Word and His character. There are two main reasons that we see in Scripture why people fail in the area of trusting God or fail in their faith in God. One is fear. They're afraid to trust God, afraid He won't come through, afraid He won't protect them, afraid He won't preserve them in a moment of danger or difficulty. And the second reason is unbelief. They just don't believe that God is good, or they don't believe that He loves them or cares for them, or they don't believe He'll keep His word, His promises. These two main reasons, fear and unbelief, have kept people over the centuries from trusting in God. We see a clear example of this with the children of Israel. They had a tremendous promise from the Lord that they were going to be taken into this promised land, a land flowing with milk and honey. And it literally was a matter of days away from the time that they left Egypt, the place of bondage and difficulty. And it would have not taken them more than 2 weeks to actually travel to the promised land. But in the process, they ended up circling the wilderness for 40 years. And that particular group of people who had been taken out by miraculous hand of God never made it into the promised land. Why was it they could not trust God, who had just delivered them with a high hand out of Egypt? Why was it they could not trust God to take them in to this place that flowed with milk and honey? Though they came to be able to actually see it with their eyes, they never entered in. We see in Hebrews chapter 3, verses 17 to 19, the answer as to why they never went in. It says in verse 17, "And with whom was He angry for 40 years? Was it not with those who sinned, whose bodies fell in the wilderness? And to whom did He swear that they should not enter His rest, but to those who were disobedient?" Verse 19, "And so we see that they were not able to enter because of unbelief." Unbelief kept the children of Israel from taking hold of the promise of God. They could not trust God to take them into that promised land that flowed with milk and honey, that had everything that their hearts desired, because of unbelief. This was the specific sin that kept them from entering their inheritance. And it is a primary reason that many people are unable to trust God, to have faith in God, to bring them into their promised land, to take care of their needs, their finances, their family, their marriage. They cannot trust God because they're bound in unbelief. Do you struggle believing that God will keep His word? If you struggle with that, believing that God will keep His word to you, His promise that He's a provider, that He's a healer, then there is a core issue there. The truth of the matter is then that you don't believe that God is good, that you're not convinced of His innate goodness and love for you and His trustworthiness. Unbelief will keep you from trusting in God. In God's eyes, unbelief is a sin. Here is God, the maker of the universe, who sent His only begotten Son because He had such great love for people, sent that Son to die a horrible death, to take the very sin of the world upon Himself, so that we could be redeemed and have a relationship again with our Heavenly Father, be able to spend eternity with God rather than separated from God. That love sacrifice was so dramatic, so tremendous, so amazing. And yet, if you are not convinced of God's love, you will never be able to trust Him for your everyday life. Unbelief is at the root of a lack of trust or faith in God. Love, then, is the cure for unbelief. If you can't believe God, it's because you're not convinced of His great love for you. If you are convinced of how tremendously God loved you, of how absolutely, beyond a shadow of a doubt, His love was so great, there would be nothing He wouldn't do for you, then you would not struggle in the area of unbelief. That's the God that we have. He doesn't change. He doesn't lie. His word is good, and He's faithful who made the promises that you need for your everyday life. Love, then, is the cure. If you struggle in this area of unbelief, go to the Lord right now with me and say, Father God, I confess to You unbelief is in my heart. I confess that it's sin. I ask You to forgive me. I ask You to cleanse me of unbelief. I ask You to reveal to me Your love and that I can be filled to all the fullness of God. You can believe in this God who loves you so much. When you do, you'll be able to trust Him for your life, for your health, for your finances, for your marriage, your family, your children, your future, your job, your car, your house, whatever need you may have. The second reason why people don't trust God is fear. They are afraid to trust God. They are afraid to release their life into God's hand. They're afraid He won't come through for them, or He'll drop them, or will not protect them or preserve them if they're in danger. Fear is truly the arch enemy of your faith. It's the enemy of you ever being able to trust God. And again, just like unbelief, a revelation of God's love is the cure for fear. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 18, we find these words, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment, and the one who fears is not perfected in love." If you fear trusting God with your finances, or you fear trusting God with your future, so you don't want to even know what God's plan for you was because you're afraid He might ask you to do something you wouldn't be interested in, if you fear any area of your life, understand this: you have not been perfected in love. If you were convinced of God's tremendous love for you, if you were convinced of His innate goodness and His heart towards you, you would not fear to place your life in the hands of one who loves you so completely, so tremendously. Ask God for a revelation of His love so that that love will cast out fear in your life, and it will remove the torment that comes with fear. Fear involves torment, the scripture tells us. Ask anyone who struggles with fear. It is a tormentor. There is no fear, though, in love. Will you ask him today for revelation of his love for you? It will cast the fear out of your life, and it will undergird you so that you can trust God for every area of your life. Pray with me now. Say, Father, I confess fear to you as sin. I ask you to forgive me for giving fear more place in my heart than faith. I ask you to cleanse me of fear and deliver me of fear today and pour your love in and give me a revelation of your love so that I can walk faith-filled, trusting you, your goodness, your character, your word. Thank you, Father. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you. Have a victorious week. Hi, thanks for listening today. I would like to invite you to prayerfully consider becoming a partner with Hidden with Christ Ministries. We call our partners supply keepers. In the Old Testament, the supply keeper was the one that maintained and distributed the material supplies needed by the soldiers who were going out to the front lines of battle. Our supply keepers help us broadcast the gospel around the world. We are currently broadcasting our program in Russia, in Europe, in North Africa, in the South Pacific, and Australia, and we are longing to expand into the Middle East and to all of Asia. Call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS or email us through our website and let us know that you'd like to become a supply keeper, helping to disciple the nations before the return of our Lord.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.